Queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam. just like a baroness. Middleman, China, went down to get your mind. Then again, incidentally, she was that way. Because she couldn't care less, fastidious and precise.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam,
guaranteed to blow your mind. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of class, you're absolutely dry. She's out to get you.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam,
guaranteed to blow your mind. Recommended at the best, insatiable and appetite.
Wanna try?
All right, that was just a couple of songs here today. It was Hey Bulldog by the Beatles, and then Criminal by the Revivalists, and then that was Killer Queen by Queen. You are listening to 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is The Juice Bar, and I am sadly not today joined by The Juice. So this is The Dependent Variable, Eli Crippen, and today we are joined by a different but very special guest, Elise Hummel.
Hello.
Making her first appearance on the show.
Yeah, long time listener, but first time down here.
Despite many attempts to get her to come earlier. So this is a pretty big show. We had a little technical difficulties earlier. So sorry about the little sounds we had, but we're getting it all sorted out. It's going to be an unthemed show today. It was a little bit impromptu. We didn't know that Jack wasn't going to be here until pretty recently. So we're just kind of throwing things together. It's not really a theme or anything, but you know, we're just going to have a sort of collection of songs. And to that end, this is going to be Dreams by Fleetwood Mac.
Keep you down. But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Send it off in a- when you get home. Ricky, don't lose that number.
Ricky, don't lose that number.
Ricky, don't lose that number.
All right, welcome back to the Juice Bar. We just had a couple songs, starting with Dreams by Fleetwood Mac, and then God Only Knows by the Beach Boys, and then Ricky Don't Lose That Number by Steely Dan, which was quite an interesting pick. It reminded me, Steely Dan is a pretty Jack Chalstowski type of choice, so...
I don't know if that's a compliment or not, but I'm going to take it as one.
Yeah, that was a compliment. I think Jack has a mostly good sense of music, so, you know, it's not a bad thing. This weekend is Parents Weekend.
It is. There's a lot of free food around campus, which I'm enjoying very much.
Free food, also just a lot of people walking around campus.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. There's a lot of energy, which isn't always the case this late in the semester, so it's pretty good.
Yep, and I just I went to Kutztown this yesterday for a ultimate tournament. Kutztown is the university that Christian's dad went to.
Really?
According to Christian. And it was a great tournament. We did very well. We got third. We won every single game except for one, which sent us into the loser's bracket. It was double elimination. And then we won the loser's bracket, which placed us at third. So we did very well. They were also having their homecoming weekend, which was pretty nice because they had some festivities and tents full of food that we partook in. So that was quite nice. We also won our football game.
Which is pretty rare for Lafayette.
Which is rare.
We
and
are all very excited about that.
Also surprising since we didn't do the show, and as Jack and I often talk about, every time that we do the show, we win the game. But oftentimes when we don't do the show, we lose the game.
Yes.
But in this case, we still won the game. So that was pretty exciting news. You went to the game.
Yeah, this is actually one of the first weekends that I didn't have a rugby game on Saturday. So I was able to take part in all of those usual Lafayette College things. Went to a tailgate with a couple of my old teammates on the fencing team, which was really sweet. Shout out to the Miller family. That was very kind of you to host that. Stayed until halftime. They were losing, per usual, so we left after that. But apparently they came back, which is... Pretty exciting.
Shoemaker, our stunning quarterback, freshman, who I found out yesterday is a replacement for our other quarterback, who was also a freshman.
Yeah, so there's another backup quarterback who's also a freshman, and then O'Malley, I think, is a junior at this point, but he's on the bench for now.
So, I mean, I don't really know a lot about football, but I would assume that sort of indicates that our team is on, you know, like an upwards trend if we're bringing in better and better quarterbacks every year.
Yeah, I guess the outlook is pretty good.
Possibly in the future we could have
a few more wins.
Couple wins for our D1 football team.
I think Shoemaker definitely has a lot of potential, and as long as they're able to bring in some guys who can do some good work surrounding him so that he doesn't have to be leading
the only one doing everything.
Quarterback, that would look good for Lafayette.
That would be nice. That would be a good change. Well, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Eastern Pennsylvania. Once again, this is the Juice Bar. And I think we're going to get back into some music. This is Salisbury Hill by Peter Gabriel.
Climbing up on Salisbury Hill, life went on beyond the palisades. They all bought Cadillacs and left their long ago. They held a concert out in Brooklyn to watch the island bridges blow. They turned our power down and drove us underground.
Watch the morning come. sky's on fire. I'm dying, ain't I? I've gone to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm dark and silent late last night. I think I might have heard the highway calling. Geese in flight and dogs at bite. The signs that might be omens say I'm going, I'm going, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. With a holy host of others standing around me, I'm on the dark side of the moon. And it seems like it goes on like this forever. You must forgive me if I'm up and gone to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm gone. See the sunshine, can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Gone to Carolina in my mind. And I'm gone to Carolina.
All right, that was Just Gone to Carolina by James Taylor. Right before it, we had Miami 2017, I've Seen the Lights Go Out on Broadway by Billy Joel. And before that was Salisbury Hill by Peter Gabriel. Welcome back to the Juice Bar once again. James Taylor, of course, is an obligatory pick every week for my mom, who loves James Taylor. That song in particular, actually, Gone to Carolina, is a very special song to me, because I think it was one Christmas, me and my brother learned how to play it on flute and cello, respectively, and then performed it for my mom in my grandma's house when we were very young. So that's always kind of been a special song to me, because that's how I know that my mom likes James Taylor, is because of that song. This is a cute story.
Yeah, that's actually really funny, because my mom also is a big James Taylor person, and this is not that long ago. It was actually fairly recently, but kind of similar story. I learned how to play Fire and Rain on guitar. My little brother is a big theater guy, and so he sang it just kind of to surprise my mom. She's had a bit of an interesting year, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cute. it is, what, October 27th? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Wow. Okay. It's a lot closer to Halloween than I thought it was. Halloween is an interesting holiday. It's not a holiday I enjoy.
Eli and I bonded over not enjoying Halloween last year because we both did not want to do anything related to Halloween. So we tried to watch, I don't even remember what movie.
I think it was like High School Musical.
Yeah, but then Netflix didn't have it.
Yeah, it was on Netflix. So. Very disappointing. So instead we watched, God, what's that movie?
Did we watch The Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yeah, we watched The Nightmare Before Christmas, which is a very interesting movie in that it's like a movie designed for the transition between, what, Halloween and Christmas?
Yeah, pretty much.
Kind of a perfect movie for the transition between Halloween and Christmas. I would just skip Halloween entirely.
You know, it's a lot of fun when you're young and you're
that is true. Free candy. That is true. It's a good holiday for kids when you can just like dress up and just receive free candy.
Yeah, but at some point, I think it should.
I was also never into like the scary, you know, like blood and like spiders and.
Yeah. So last year, on the fencing team, we decided to do a team bonding trip to like one of those haunted like corn mazes and haunted houses. Ugh. And it was definitely a good bonding trip, but it was not enjoyable at all. It was pretty scary.
I mean, and I guess it just kind of connects to like, I don't know, I'm not the type of person to enjoy being scared. Like I would never watch a horror movie.
Yeah.
But I mean, some people are really into that. And I guess that's like that. Those are the people that enjoy Halloween.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. I've never been to a haunted house.
You wouldn't like it.
I would probably hate it. That's something we can not do.
We cannot do that.
That would be fine. There's a haunted house on campus.
Yeah. Was that last night?
It might have been. I think it's what put on by one of the frats.
Yeah.
I think it's in the Phi Psi house.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like a non-scary and a scary version, which I don't really understand how you can have a non-scary haunted house. I guess it's just like, kids.
We'll have to ask the Phi Psi guys about that one.
You just show up and like, there's like spiders, but it's not scary. I don't, it's a mystery. I don't know. I didn't go. I was at the tournament. So it started at 5:00. It was very early.
The tournament started up?
No, the haunted house.
Oh, the
house.
Haunted house did. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, the non-scary one was pretty early in the night.
But there's been you know, the lower, the various eating establishments on campus have been decorated spookily for pretty much this whole month.
Which, you know, kind of was crazy when I first thought about it, but then we went to the Lehigh Valley Mall a couple weeks ago to get lunch after a game.
Right.
And it's already got the Christmas tree out.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's mid-October. That seems a little bit much.
Again, I'm kind of fine with that, though, because I would just skip Halloween entirely if I could.
Okay, but Thanksgiving?
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, there's a couple months in between Christmas.
I never learned my months. There's November after this before December.
There is.
Wow. Yeah, that's very early. Jeez. All right. Well, I think it's about time to get back into some music. What do we have next? Oh, this is going to be Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me by one of my favorite artists, Elton John.
Falling.
That was just Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me by Elton John, and actually with George from the Beatles as a live version. So that was pretty cool. But to close out this episode, since it is so close to Halloween, we're going to play Thriller by Michael Jackson, just because I would feel bad if we had, you know, no Halloween music at all going on when it is so close to Halloween. So this is Thriller by Michael Jackson.
Now close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Fall. Oh, there's no doubt, but you just can't lose.